I want you to go to the book of Hebrews this morning. I want to begin a few messages on when believing's not enough. When believing is not enough. You know, we go through life and sometimes we go through things that we don't understand. And sometimes people say, well, just believe. And we know what the Bible says. The Bible says that, in fact, that if we believe, all things are possible. But what happens in your life when believing doesn't seem to be enough? What else do we do besides believe? You know, I believe. I know God can do anything. I mean, if you ask me, can God do it? Yes, I know God can do anything. But what about where I'm at right now? Do I believe where I'm at now? You know, I don't have all the answers, and I'm maybe sometimes we struggle with believing. We know the whole picture. We know that God is who He says He is. I know that because even as I sing this song this morning, it just touches my heart because I know the times that He's been with me when there was no way, He made a way. I know, I feel that in my heart today. He's not religion. He's not a form. He's real. Because when you're hurting, you're real. If you've ever been real, you think about when you went through a hard time in your life, that's when you're real, isn't it? That's when you're real. When the doctor turns his head and says, I don't know what to do. Or when situations in your life just seem like you're against the wall, that's when times are real. And that's when a lot of times we don't know what to do. But I'm glad I serve a real God who's not afraid of them times. I'm glad I serve a God that is with me when I don't even know where I'm at. Have you ever been there? That He's real. The writer of Hebrews writes a very powerful verse. It's been preached millions and millions of times. And as the Lord began to deal with me here, because I believe we live in a generation where believing is sometimes just not enough. And I believe a lot of us have past due promises. Many of us have promises or things we're believing for that has not happened. Or maybe there were declarations we made to God and said, Lord, I really believe you to take care of this. And maybe it's not been taken care of yet. And it's during those times when we struggle with our faith. We struggle with what we really believe. And sometimes we need more than just believing. But I want you to understand that God is a strategic God and He has a plan for us. And we're going to learn about that over the next couple of weeks. And it says, now faith. Chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Couple things I want to note here as we begin this morning. Many people, when you begin to read that verse, you would think that faith would be the issue there, but that's not the issue. The issue is hope. Because when we're believing for something, then we need to have a hope in that. And I want to deal with this morning with the one little word, now. You know I love one word sermons. Because you can take one word. Is so potent, so powerful. One word can change the life. Jesus spoke one day to a man on the water and said, come. And it changed his life. So one word. Now, faith. Now is where we're at. I want to talk about the greatest privilege we have today is prayer. The greatest privilege we have today is prayer. And I want you to understand that we must judge God faithful in every situation. If there's one thing that I know about God, He is faithful. Now, when I am believing for something, I'm learning that I need more than that. I need hope. But hope connected with believing gives results. But I've also understood from God that there are times in that process that things just don't unveil the way I think they need to. God is a God that promises us things. And how many of you know if God has ever promised you anything, He's never forgotten it? You say, well, I was really believing God for something, and it hadn't happened yet. I'm really believing God for this, or I'm really believing God for that, and it hadn't happened yet. I guess God just not going to do it. That's not always the case. God is faithful. I want to talk about prayer just for a minute. I want to lay a foundation, because basically when I get into this message, you're going to have to come back for the next couple of weeks to get it all, because I'm going to talk about the levels of believing. Because I really believe, as God has been revealing this to me, because I've struggled in this area, because, you know, some people tell us, just believe, you know, and it's like a magic word, just believe, and it's supposed to happen, and if it doesn't happen, there's something wrong with you. Well, I know there's a lot wrong with me, but, you know, there's a lot wrong with me. You don't have to say amen to that, but there's a lot wrong with me. But, you know, I know that there's things that God's not just a Walmart that just throws things at me when I say, okay, God, I want this. He just throws it at me. I believe God's more interested in me learning how to believe. I believe He's more interested in me learning how to believe than just to give me everything. We live in a nation now that said, if you got enough faith, you can drive this. If you got enough faith, you can live here. If you got enough faith, you can do that. I want to tell you, sometimes believing is just not enough. God's more interested in us learning. God's more interested in you learning. Because He knows if you learn, you'll develop a belief system. And when you develop a belief system, no demon in hell can change your mind. No circumstance, hang the world, can Job, after losing everything he's got, stand there and have the audacity to say, I'm not going to charge God foolishly. He did not do that in himself. Because there was an account in his life when he wanted to die also and regretted the day he was born. So he was human, but you see, when he understood how to believe. And I really believe there's levels of how to believe. I'm not there yet, but I'm further than where I was, but I'm not where I need to be yet. And so God gave me the beautiful, beautiful privilege of prayer. Prayer is something we just throw around today. We just, you know, pray over our meals and we pray over this. But I want to tell you this. Just take this. I'm just laying a foundation this morning. The greatest privilege we have as a human being is the privilege of prayer. You want to know why? When God began to give this to me, we take so many things for granted. And I'm guilty of that. But God began to reveal this message unto me and say that I am faithful. And it was like when he began to do that, every song I heard on the radio was about faithful God. And I said, God, you are faithful. Just this morning when I was studying, I turned on the radio just a minute and a song came up. God is faithful. That is a declaration that I can stand here and tell you today, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've seen yet, no matter what, because I'm going to tell you, God is going to bring you through it. But more than bringing you through it, He wants to develop you in it. Did you get that? More than bringing you through it, He wants to develop you in it so that when that weapon of the enemy comes around again, you'll be more willing and able to stand. When you've done all to do, stand. Well, what I do when I'm standing, I'm learning. I'm developing. I'm not going to be the same when I come through this storm. God, I'm learning that I'm going to praise you in this storm, but I'm going to have to learn how to praise you in this storm, because in myself, I don't have that ability to do that. Anybody with me this morning? Well, just praise the Lord. Well, sometimes you don't feel like praising the Lord. Well, just shout to the Lord. Well, sometimes I don't feel like shouting. Sometimes I don't feel like praying. I'm being honest this morning. Amen. You got a real man up here today. They're not always every day you feel like King Moses, you know. You don't feel that every day. Some days you struggle. But you know what? God is not scared of my struggle. He's not scared of my doubt. The centurion said, Lord, I believe. But I need you to do something. Help my unbelief. Help me to learn to deal with the times, God, when believing's not enough. Just believe. I'm trying, but I'm struggling in that belief system, and I don't have it all together, and God knows that. He's touched with your infirmity, and God doesn't run off in a corner somewhere mad because you're not holy enough. He's a God that loves you and said, I'm going to cover you with grace because you got to understand, I'm going to bring you through this. You're going to come through this, but you're not. Listen, God can do anything. He can just bring me through it. But more than bringing me through it, he's going to carry me in it. But he's going to teach me that even in it, or whether I'm out of it, or whether I'm in it, he's God. And I just, you know, I'm not worthy. I need to kick my shoes off because I'm standing on holy ground this morning because I'm not worthy to even try to begin to describe. That's why we must have the anointing when we teach or preach or whatever we do, because we don't have the ability to describe how awesome he is. Whom shall we say sent us? Just tell them I am sent you. That's all they need to know is I am. See, sometimes when I'm going through the fire and I'm going through the trial, I don't know how to get through it. And my believing isn't enough because I'm fearing. And I'm, anybody here ever go through fear? You know, and I'm doubting. And you know, and well, if you're so super Christian, let me tell you something. We're all going to doubt at times. But when I understand that even though I can't see the sunlight or I can't see the end, the I am is there with me. And I am is whatever I need him to be. Amen. The I am is whatever I need him to be. If I need a counselor, he's a counselor. If I need a physician, he's a great physician. Not just a physician, he's a great physician. If I need wisdom, he's all powerful and all wisdom. I'm talking about a God of real out. And this God says, we have the privilege to pray to that God. And I don't care who you are today, and I wish this message would go all over America today, because I don't care who you are or how big and bad you think you are, I'm going to tell you this, we all pray. Amen. Maybe you haven't felt like you prayed yet, but you'll come to a point in life that you'll pray. Because sooner or later, you'll come to a place in life that you don't have the answers. Sooner or later, you'll be faced with a situation that you can't figure it out. How do you deal with the things that you can't figure out? We are super intelligent people. I mean, we live with iPads and everything else. I mean, we can talk all over the world. We can pick the phone up and talk to Europe. I mean, we are an advanced society. I care how advanced you are, there'll come a time when you don't know. Amen. There'll come a time when believing won't be just enough. God, I know you can do it, but I don't know how in the world you're going to do it. Am I preaching to anybody here this morning? So God says prayer. Oh, here we go. That's cop out. Just pray about it. I'm going to pray about it. Be careful when you tell somebody, I'm going to pray for you. Because if you don't, may God whip you. Amen. But prayer, we throw it around like love. I love you. I love you. I love you. You didn't tell me you loved me today. I mean, we can fall out over love. I mean, amen. I love you. Love. I love. I love my shoes. I love my wife. I love my dog. I love my car. I mean, I love y'all. Amen. Turn to the one beside him and say, I love you. Y'all are sick. Amen. Amen. God gave us that privilege of prayer. And I want to say this, whether we believe it's powerful or whether we believe it's needed or, you know, do we really need prayer? I mean, come on. I mean, I pretty much got myself together. Prayer is what's keeping America, America today. The Bible says prayer is so powerful that two can come in agreement. Just two. And if you can't find no bondages, you and God in agreement. You and God in agreement is majority. But let me tell you what God began to reveal to me. And again, I'm just laying foundation. There's no way I can get to the meat of this message today. But the greatest privilege we have is prayer. Here, and God began to give this to me, and I began to write it down. The reason prayer is such a privilege, and you got to get this right here, because God is approachable. Today we celebrate our communion, and I thank God. You know what I thought about this morning? I thought, Lord, thank you that we're in a service that we can stop long enough to meditate just a few minutes on what you've done. Amen. We just stop, Lord, because we're here today, Lord, because of you anyway. You brought us through this week. Amen, Brother Jared. He brought us through this week. We're here today because of how awesome and magnificent he is. And in our services, you need to tell everybody, if you're not here, you are going to the second-rate church. Because you need to be here, because we take time in this place to stop and actually worship God. And actually thank him for giving himself. Do you realize that we serve the God who keeps the universe going every day? Do you realize the moon has not one time ever run into the sun? Not one time. Do you know tonight when you go out and see stars that God bedecked him with the omnipotence of his hand? He struck on the wheel of omnipotence and strung the heavens and bedecked it with stars. And not only did he bedeck it with stars, he named every one of them. Whew. Amen. A God that is so awesome that at the mere mention of his name, demons tremble. At the mere mention of his name, bondage falls. And when you mention the name of Jesus, if you listen real intently, real clearly, you hear chains hit the ground. Bondage is just falling off because there's no other name likened unto that name, Jesus. That awesome one. That one that no one in the world, there, even though there have been many that tried, one day there was a prophet who stood among Baal's prophets and they prayed all day long. Whoever's God will consume this sacrifice. They built rocks and they built wood and they had a sacrifice there. And they said, whoever's God will consume this sacrifice. And they prayed all day long. One prophet of God against thousands. I got to brag on my God a little bit. I can kind of see the prophet there with a little arrogance. Say, y'all about through? I mean, anything else left y'all want to say? And they're out there with a tongue hung out because they prayed all day long and nothing's happened. The prophet steps up to the plate. He prays a 63-word prayer. And God consumed the fire, the wood, the rocks, because he is the rock. He's the rock. And the rocks became dust in his presence. That God said, I love you enough that I'm going to rip the veil in two years ago. And I'm going to tell you something. Sin and guilt is something we all deal with. And if you've ever felt guilt, it's a heavy weight. And isn't it beautiful when you get it off of you? Don't you feel like life has come back to you when you lift that off of you? How would it be today, Brother Greg, if we couldn't get that off of us? If we just had to walk around with all that bondage on us? But this God that loved you and me enough gave his only begotten son. And one day that veil, see, used to only one time a year. The priest could go into the Holy Holies. Can I just let God lead me this morning? Is that all right? He built the tabernacle. And those of you that study the words, you know what I'm talking about. But the priest, one time a year, you come confess your sins to him, and then he'd carry it. Aren't you glad you ain't got to do all that mess now? But a veil was ripped into. And the Bible says that with who, all that I am and all that I'm not. Let me say that. All that I am and all that I'm not. I can still enter to the throne room with boldness. God's approachable. Well, when I get good enough, I'll pray. You'll never get good enough. Let me tell you something. You don't have to be a super holy person for Him to touch you and Him to love you. Can I add to that? There are no super holy people. There are them that think they are. Amen. How many of y'all know somebody like that? Don't say it. Amen. But in essence, the word very clearly says our righteousness is a filthy rags. And I'm so glad that I have a God when believing isn't enough, that I can still go to Him, Brother George, with all my mess and with all my confusion, with all my doubts. And He doesn't run from me, but He's approachable. I can touch Him. One day He was walking through the crowd, and there was a woman there who had been infirm with an infirmity for 12 long years, and it was getting worse. She was just literally bleeding to death. And she had heard about that name, Jesus. Whew. The same Jesus that we feel walk in and out of this place every week. Amen. How many of you know what I'm talking about? How many of you know He walks in these doors every week? Can I go ahead and tell you on record, I don't want to be here if He's not here. Amen. Because He's the reason I'm here. Amen. If the star of the show's not here, then we don't have a show. Amen. But she said, if I can just touch the hem of His, He don't even got to talk to me. See, that's them desperate times. Look, you don't have to worry about how bad you are or how much you've messed up. You know, church people will keep you informed on that. Don't worry about that. You ain't got to worry about that. They'll keep you up to breath. Well, I remember, you know, they'll keep you up on that. But God will touch you. That woman said, I got to get near Him. I can't keep living like this. And I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but I've been there to the point that I felt like I can't keep living like this. I don't know what to do. Believing's not enough, but I don't know what to do. Have you ever been to a place you don't know what to do? But you know you got to do something. But she reached out as He passed by, and she just touched the hem of His garment, and He stopped. You know what I love about that scripture there? He stopped. There's another one word sermon right there. He stopped. And every time you call on Him, listen, every time you call on Him, He hears you. I guarantee you, if we had 10 children here this morning and there were 10 of them talking and one of them started crying, I'll guarantee you $100 bill, whoever's mama that is, will hear that cry. Amen? And they'll come running. That's the way God is. That's the way He is. She touched the hem of His garment and he stopped because he felt virtue go out of Him. And he turned to His disciples. And I'm coming to a close. Who touched me? Are you crazy? There's just 1,000 people around you. What do you mean who touched? Everybody's touching you. No, this is different. I want to tell you about a God this morning that loves you so much. He will touch you when you don't even have the words to say. There are times I go into His presence. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to say it. I'm just standing there. And the God that we serve recognizes you're there. He don't overlook you. He's touched with your infirmities. He's a now God. He's a God that's where you're at right now. He's approachable and He's so, so liberating that when you really touch Him, I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet now. Amen. I'm really just beginning today with this message, but God is in this place today, and He wants you to understand that He's a now kind of God. And He's giving you prayers. Your heads are bowed and no one looking around. I really feel this morning, early this morning, I don't know what time it was, but the Lord woke me up. It was still dark. And He really kind of gave me an idea how to do the altar service. And this morning I'm going to ask you to come to this altar, but here's the deal. It's not just a formality, it's just something we do. I want you to give God a try today. I don't care if you've been serving Him for a long time. There's still times in your life we don't understand everything. And we need to give God a try. This morning, God is calling you to begin to call on His name. You say, well, I don't even know how to pray. You don't really need to know how to pray. You just need how to bring Him your heart. You bring Him your heart and you tell Him, Lord, I'm hurting and I need something, God. I don't know what I need, but I need something. Maybe there's someone here today that's in that same boat like I am. Sometimes we don't know how to pray. We just say, God, help us. But I can tell you this, He's a faithful God. He's a faithful God. And here's what I'd like for you to do. I'd like for you to take the hand of the one beside of you. And I would like for you to, by taking that person's hand, I want you to understand this. You don't have to say nothing to them. But by taking their hand and acknowledge to them, I need Him. I need Him. And what I want you to do, when you take that person's hand, I want you to come to this altar this morning. I'm not going to go to you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to do anything of that because this is between you and God. But as you come here this morning, I want you to come acknowledging one thing. When you step out of that pew and you come to this altar, you're acknowledging one thing. God is faithful. God is faithful. Would you do that this morning? Take the one's hand beside of you. Take the one's hand beside of you and just come. This morning, come step right out of where you are and just come. And by you coming, you're saying, God, I know You're faithful. I know You're faithful. I don't understand everything. I don't have it all together, but I know You're faithful. I know, God, there's nothing You can't do. I know, God, You're a wonderful God. I know, God, that You're faithful. You're faithful. And Lord, I thank You for that today. I thank You, God, for that. And as we come up here this morning, just begin to pray. Pray for the hand that you're holding right now. Just begin to pray for the hand that you're holding right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come together this morning in a time of prayer. God, we're so thankful today, God, that we know that You are faithful. We know, God, that there's nothing that You cannot do. And God, we know that You love us beyond measure. You love us today. And God, I want to thank You today for being an approachable God. I want to thank You, Lord, when we reach out and we touch You, You stop right where You are. And You begin to minister to us. And as heads are bowed today and as you're praying, I want you to pray a prayer. If you need this prayer, just say it after me. Lord, I need You today. And Lord, I don't really know what to do or how to do it. But I know one thing. I know I need You. I know I need You. And Lord, I'm not very religious and I don't really know all the books in the Bible and I don't really have it all together. But I know I need You. And today, God, I want You to know I give You my life. I give You my life. I give You my mind. I give You my soul today. And God, I want You to know I've come down to this altar today because first of all, I need You. But secondly, I believe You're faithful. And I want You to forgive me, Lord, of the things that I've done that wasn't pleasing to You. And God, I know that You're going to forgive me. And then thirdly, Lord, I want You to give me strength to be everything that I need to be. Father, this day, on this beautiful Sunday, I give You my life, my heart, my mind. I give You my will, and I give You the direction of my life. Take me, Lord. Use me, Lord, so that I can help others. If you've prayed that prayer in your mind this morning, you believe God. You believe Him in your heart. And God will never leave you nor forsake you. God, we thank You today for this beautiful service. Most of all, God, I'm thankful that you're here. It would not be a service if you weren't here. Thank you, God, for loving us when believing's not enough. When we don't have it in us to believe. When we don't have the strength to believe. When we don't know what to believe. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. And in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Tear the one beside of you that God loves them and you love them.